Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Justin S. Grant, author of Business and Spirituality, Secrets of Personal, Professional, and Planetary Evolution, an international bestseller in six countries across business and spirituality categories. Mr. Grant, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're welcome. So tell us, what is the best way to improve employee wellness and group productivity? Let's start there.
Well, that's a great question. Well, starting with the common sense understanding, we know that you generally give back as much as you give to any effort. So the process of improving employee wellness, which can lead to enhanced group productivity, requires reasonable amounts of time, serious focus, and genuine enthusiasm. So in addition to practical business concerns such as organization, planning, and strategy, generating well-being requires the ingredients of a proper diet, sobriety, and regular exercise, as well as kindness and respect amongst team workers, and sincere gratitude expressed in all directions on the corporate ladder. In fact, scientific research shows that in the long run, receiving appreciation is more inspiring to workers than financial payment alone. And of course, compensation needs to be fair and reasonable, as that also relates to valuing workers and liberating their focus beyond the stressors of mere physical survival concerns. So in addition to all of these beneficial factors, also non-religious meditation practices can bring the fruits of inspiration and creative vision, as well as mindfulness, which could mean serene focus, which is needed for steady work of all kinds. And what's harder to quantify, meditation practice actually produces a harmonization of the local environment in the actual energetic auras, so to speak, of the team members. We know with scientific support from the famous equation E equals MC squared that the universe itself is essentially energy. So this is a perfectly logical consideration, actually. And there is scientific support that this harmonization effect, which is covered in the book, for this harmonization effect, but the research is still in its infancy because for most of history, humans were too busy surviving to have the time, space, and capacity to give much mind to these loftier goals and studies. But it's a very hopeful sign that many Fortune 500 companies, as well as all sorts of smaller organizations, already have flourishing programs for fitness, yoga, and meditation. And I believe as the scientific support increases, it's likely that the practices will increase in quantity as well as in quality as well, to the benefit of everyone.
And Mr. Grant, even taking that further, what is the importance of rest and recreation within business?
Right. So, yeah, the title of the book is Business and Spirituality, but because we're living in a scientific age, I definitely support all of the major ideas with scientific studies. So, numerous studies equate working while exhausted with working while intoxicated. And we've all heard that we must not drive or operate heavy machinery when under the influence. And so this commandment surely relates to our important workplace activity also. So just as serious leaders and team members do not show up to work while intoxicated, similarly, we must attempt to not show up to work exhausted. It's hard to get adequate rest in our hyperactive world. But if we focus on this need and respect common sense and science relating to the need, then that will surely help at least. Now, culturally speaking, we may have heard famous geniuses and thought leaders say that many flashes of inspiration came to them during moments of recreation. And likewise, artistic and creative visions came to great creatives during sleep, in dreams. Now, since people are not robots, and especially those who have non-mechanical tasks, must be given breaks from work to balance their efforts and allow for new ideas and visions to percolate into their consciousness. And finally, if we work too much at any task, we may become stressed, depleted, and or bored. And such states are certainly a drain in any type of work or business. So if an employer leader abuses the privilege of being given the space to have rest and recreation in a work-life balance, you know, that can be dealt with like any other HR matter with warnings, penalties, and ultimately termination. But those who are worthy workers and true team players can benefit when given the space to recharge their energies and renew their inspiration for the good of the organization.
Now, you mentioned meditation a couple of times earlier. How can group meditation help business?
Yeah, so we did touch upon that a bit. So we can begin the discussion by mentioning what is known in philosophy as the law of correspondence or the law of analogy. And this law is expressed in the common phrase, as above, so below, as within, so without. So in the language of science, this can be related to the aforementioned famous equation E equals mc squared, which teaches us that the material world in which we live is actually pure energy in essence. And this energy has been called spirit in religious terminology. And just as the universe in which we live is a gradient of energy, from dense material to totally ethereal spirit or energy, well, so too the human has a range from a material body to a luminous mind to an ethereal spiritual being. Since there is philosophical correspondence between the part, the human, and the whole, the universe beyond. So with this blended understanding from these teachings of philosophy, religion, and science, we can now best answer the question regarding the benefits of meditation, which range from lower material reality to midway mental sphere up to the higher spiritual or energetic planes of our existence and awareness. Now, on the physical level, meaning our human bodies, meditation provides scientifically proven benefits similar to physical exercise, improved blood circulation, stress reduction, and the steadiness which arises from relaxation, all of which are beneficial to professional activity. And meditation brings a transformation of inertia and lethargy, which harms any sort of business. Then moving upwards to the emotional and mental levels of human awareness, meditation gives rise to alertness and serenity, a sacred balance, which is universally useful. And also, what's really interesting is it's proven to increase what's called the neuroplasticity of brain matter. In other words, the flexibility of our brains. And of course, this is necessary for adaptation in the fast-paced world of change that we all live in now. Then finally, on spiritual levels, meditation leads to pure inspiration. You know, one of my favorite quotes from the Bible is, "For lack of vision, the people perish." And relatedly, Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone." So personally, inspiration that comes from meditation is needed to get us out of bed each morning. And then professionally, the vision, which comes from meditation, relates to new discoveries, intuitive guidance for major decisions, and bringing in the fires of creativity that keep professionals, organizations, and brands fresh, cutting edge, and relevant, to use the fashionable buzzword of our time. So the ordinary goal of business or money, which is sometimes called bread, is not enough to sustain our motivation indefinitely. And this also has scientific support, which is cited and expanded upon in the book. Thus, for all these reasons and more, ranging from lower to middle to higher dimensions of human activity, meditation can benefit the individual worker, the team, and the business itself in many critical ways. And meditation, individual or in group, can be done in a spiritual but not necessarily religious fashion that may be most appropriate for mixed environments.
And of course, your stance on this is quite interesting. Today, we're joined by Jessen S. Grant, author of Business and Spirituality, Secrets of Personal, Professional, and Planetary Evolution, an international bestseller in 6 countries across business and spirituality categories. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is the interrelationship between environment, well-being, and profitability?
Right. Okay. So we've already touched upon some of the points relating to this topic. And I'd say the interrelationship between the surrounding environment, well-being, and profitability is similar to how a well-oiled machine or any healthy organism functions. Now, businesses and organizations have many moving parts that need to interoperate smoothly and efficiently to best benefit the creation of a product or service and best serve the customers, employees, vendors, etc. So all of this working in harmony will impact the bottom line positively, assuming the company is offering something relevant and wanted in society at large. Now, the most profitable company ever, Apple Incorporated, is perhaps the most shining example of all this. And you may have heard that Apple's new spaceship campus was designed to feel more like a park than a place of business in order to create a harmonious environment for employees, visitors, and so on. Also, the leadership at Apple rejects the nonsensical and false commandment of so-called shareholder primacy, meaning that only the profit of shareholders matters to an organization, and also goes beyond this sad idea of just squeezing more money out of customers, being more important than providing outstanding goods and services to the world. And the end result of all this, what would seem like common sense, is that Apple has this surreal financial success, plus an inspired workforce, plus a devout customer base. Now, many of us have heard there have been studies that show brain scans of the religiously inspired match brain scans of Apple's customers when those customers think about the brand. And surely that's incredible, and that's the ultimate sort of brand differentiation. So, as simple as it seems, an uplifting work environment coupled with employee well-being are essential to sustainable profitability and outstanding creativity. So this seems obvious, but the realities of a competitive world mixed with an excessive devotion to profit alone knock many organizations off this golden middle path. And while certain ruthless corporations may dominate for a time, economic history shows us that many times, for lack of vision, businesses perished. So in addition to the fact that caring about people and planet is a virtuous thing to do, it also has very practical and profitable implications if all these efforts are well balanced.
Yes, certainly appreciate your input there. One last question for you here before you go. How do you describe happiness in relation to health, wealth, and gratitude?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a important but broad question. So I can share some highlights that I discovered while researching and writing the book. First of all, happiness is intimately related to our physical, emotional, and mental health. If any one of these core components of our being is badly out of balance, then it's nearly impossible to realize a steady state of peace and happiness. So again, starting with our physical nature, it's vital that we try and nourish ourselves with healthful foods, strive for sobriety, exercise regularly, and rest and sleep adequately. And there's scientific support that all of these practices relate to healthfulness, which in turn supports happiness. Now, beyond the physical level, our emotional and mental natures are in many ways more real than our material bodies, and are therefore more important to keep healthy in our continuous quest for happiness. What's fascinating here is that science has proven that practicing gratitude has many of the same benefits as proper diet, rest, and exercise. So this is a very practical discovery, and it's certainly worth our while to try and think and feel appreciation for all the good in our lives and our world in order to generate a virtuous cycle of joy within us. And of course, this practice of cultivating gratitude is entirely free. Finally, on the topic of wealth, our culture and many others have associated a good life with having a good amount of gold or wealth. However, broad psychological studies have affirmed that the link between wealth and happiness is, quote, surprisingly weak. So what these studies affirmed is that what matters is having enough money to support our needs, but not our endless wants. And therefore, the correlation between happiness and income peaks at a very modest level, not even six figures a year, and certainly not millions or billions of dollars. So, in conclusion, on the topics of health, wealth, and gratitude, It's fascinating that so many universal spiritual teachings on generating a happy life are now being affirmed by modern exact science.
Mr. Grant, I'm sure listeners may want to check out this book and even pick up the book and get more information on yourself. Where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Eric. So my name's Justin S. Grant, and I'm available on all the social media channels at Justin S. Grant. And my website is justinsgrant.com. And there's more info about me, the book, also music that I make in support of these corporate meditation and invocation activities, as well as some popular music that's forthcoming very soon, which is just for fun.
Good enough, and a little bonus to look out for as well. Again, Mr. Grant, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks again, Eric. Bye-bye.
Again, we've been speaking with Justin S. Grant, author of Business and Spirituality, Secrets of Personal, Professional, and Planetary Evolution, an international bestseller in 6 countries across business and spirituality categories. And for further details, visit justinsgrant.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.